بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, الحمد لله، الله سبحانه وتعالى is our رب. The first question in the grave is من ربك؟ Who is your رب؟ This is not a question asking for information, because the ones who are asking you for information are the malaika and they know. It's a question asking about a relationship. Our relationship, the relationship of the abd and his Rabb. We need to be able to say, Rabbi Allah. Allah is my Rabb. I belong to Allah. He created me, He sustains me, He protects me, He fulfills every need of mine, and to Him is my return. Now, can we say that? Because whether we can say that or not is not a matter of words and semantics, it's a matter of how we live and lived our life. If I say Allah is my Rabb, then my life must reflect obedience to Allah. I can't just say Allah is my Rabb and my life does not reflect obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I ask you and I ask myself, who is Allah? What is Allah to me? I don't mean the stock answer. I don't mean, you know, Allah is my Rabb. No, I mean from deep in our hearts and souls. Because only when it is settled there, it produces the deep illuminating glow of peace and confidence that comes from tawakkul. That is the thing which drives away every fear and fills the heart with contentment and tranquility. The one whose heart is filled with love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always pleased with every decree of Allah. And so nothing frightens or bothers him, and he's not stressed. Stress is a sign of a weak connection with Allah. Let us reflect on one aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory so that we can fill our hearts with love for Him and love for His generosity. Fill our hearts with His love and generosity and ask Him to forgive us. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, a slave commits a sin. Listen to this, so beautiful it is. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, a slave commits a sin, then he says, my Rabb, I have sinned. So please forgive me. Please forgive me. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have a slave who knows and acknowledges and accepts that I am his Rabb. And he knows that I can forgive him or punish him. And he seeks my forgiveness, so I forgive him. And then Rasulullah said, and then some time passes, as much as Allah wills, maybe a short time, maybe a long time, and then the slave commits another sin. Maybe he commits the same sin again, maybe he commits a new sin, whatever it is, he commits another sin. Then immediately he realizes his mistake and he begs Allah and he says, Ya Allah, my Rabb, I have sinned again, so please forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have a slave who knows that I am his Rabb. And he knows that I can forgive him or punish him. So I forgive him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, some more time passes, as much as Allah wills. And then the slave commits another sin. And then again immediately he realizes his mistake. And he begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, my Rabb, Jalla Jalaluhu, I have sinned. So please forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have a slave who knows that I am his Rabb. He accepts it, he acknowledges it, and he knows that I can forgive him or punish him. So I forgive him. Now this is Allah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who forgives and forgives and forgives as long as the slave keeps asking for forgiveness. So let us seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness right now. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us right now. My brothers and sisters, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very precious. And like any relationship, it needs nurturing. And that begins with seeking Allah's forgiveness while knowing that He forgives all sins, having this complete yaqeen that inshaAllah my Rabb will forgive me. So we say, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdik wa wa'adik ma istata'tu. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu. Abu laka bi ni'matika alayya. Wa abu bi dhanbi faghfir li fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. This is the Sayyidul Istighfar, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is the best of it, and Allah will forgive anybody who recites this. So recite this and make istighfar. I remind myself and you, let us do that as much as we can. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said that I make istighfar 70 times a day. Sahaba counted some of them and they said, we also counted up to 100. So alhamdulillah, let us do that as much as we can. My brother and sister, sometimes we may come across someone who is very bad and sinful. And we may be tempted to say, Allah will never forgive this person. Allah will never forgive him. We hear this sometimes from our khatibs and people who are nasihun, people who are giving nasiha. Or they say, Allah kabhi maaf nahi karega. Allah will never forgive this person. Never say that. Never, never say that. Please never say that. And you know why? Because Jundub radiallahu anhu reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a man said about another man, Wallahi, Allah will never forgive so and so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sees and hears and knows everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, who is it that rules over me? And he dictates to me and he says what I will or will not do. Let it be known that because he said that I will not forgive so and so, I forgive him. And I wipe out the deeds of the one who tried to limit my forgiveness. Yeah? So this statement backfired on the same person. Allah says, because he said that I will not forgive, I will forgive. And because he said I will not forgive him. I will wipe out his deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to save us from ourselves and to save us from saying things that cause problems for ourselves. Because, at the end of the day, that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, guarantee me what is between your jaws and what is between your legs and I will guarantee you Jannah. This thing, this tongue of ours, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this tongue will take more people into Jahannam than anything else. We ask Allah to forgive us and to save us from Jahannam. Right? So let us not do that. Let us behave with humility and seek Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's forgiveness always. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And let us not lose hope in that. And also, absolutely, certainly, let us not pronounce on other people. This is a big musibat today, that everyone seems to be concerned about somebody else. And this concern is not a good concern. For example, you might say, well, what's wrong with being concerned about our brothers and sisters? Are we not told, Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi al Munkar, because that is concern. I'm not talking about positive concern like that. I'm talking about the kind of so-called concern we have, which is not concern. This is just pure criticism. This is, negative orientation towards other people. We are only interested in criticizing them, in maligning them, in pulling them down. This is not concern for the benefit of the other person. This is a concern to pull down that other person. This concern is not good. This is really a sign of a sickness of the heart. So I remind myself and you, forget about other people. Look at yourself. Because at the end of the day, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, we are not going to be asked about others. We will be asked about ourselves. So why are we concerned about others? Let others do whatever they are doing. Let us look at ourselves. Let us look at our own actions. Let us look at what we do in this world, so that we do only that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we do not fall into the trap of shaitan and end up doing things which displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the things which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most and absolutely the greatest deal is for somebody to believe that Allah will not forgive people, will not forgive him or others. We have this ayat many, many times in the Quran where in one case, Ibrahim alayhi salam and others, they said that the one who loses hope, who despairs of the mercy of Allah, has committed kufr. He has denied the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive our sins, and therefore we believe in Allah's promise and we ask Allah to forgive our sins. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.